Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to our second episode of Tidbits from Church History. In this episode, we will once again be looking at the life of the reformer John Calvin. Now, you may be thinking, is that all Lee's going to talk about? Not at all. Though he is one of my favorite men from church history, we will, in time, look at hundreds of men from church history. And today, I wanted to speak about the end of the life of John Calvin, particularly his burial and one of his final statements that I will read preceding his death by about 30 or 35 days. John Calvin is going to die on May 27th, 1564. Prior to his death, he requests that he be buried in a local cemetery with an unmarked grave. And from this episode, from the end of Calvin's life, we see that this was a man thoroughly humble. He did not want to be improperly revered in any way. He would prefer in death to become a distant memory, not to be celebrated, not to be worshipped or idolized. And so today, if you wanted to go and visit John Calvin's grave, you simply can't, because nobody knows where his grave is. But let me read a statement that further illustrates his humility. He says, "I render thanks to God, not only because he has had compassion on me, his poor creature, to draw me out of the abyss of idolatry in which I was plunged, in order to bring me to the light of his gospel and make me a partaker of the doctrine of salvation, of which I was altogether unworthy. In continuing his mercy, he has supported me amid so many sins and shortcomings, which were such that I well deserved to be rejected by him 100,000 times. But what is more, he has so far extended his mercy towards me as to make use of me and my labor to convey and announce the truth of his gospel." This was a humble servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was one who broadcasted far and wide, both through sermons of his which were printed and published and distributed, and through his many writings. Here was a lover of biblical exposition, a lover of truth, a lover of the only gospel by which men can be saved. John Calvin's life and his death illustrate that this was a man of a single passion: to honor the Lord with the fruit of his life, to labor in the Lord's vineyard, bearing fruit as the Lord sovereignly gave it. All of us can learn from John Calvin's life and John Calvin's death what it means to be a sincere, Christ-loving, God-glorifying Christian. Think about his death, his desire to be unknown after he was buried in the ground, his desire to magnify Jesus Christ above all else. This is something that every one of us, young and old, scholarly and uneducated alike, can pursue. Oh, that the Lord would raise up 10,000 more men like John Calvin in our day to defend the truth, to proclaim the gospel, and to be humble servants throughout the earth. That concludes our glimpse into John Calvin's death, his burial, his grave. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.